Now, over the last 12 months, we've lost 19,000 jobs in the nine state, manufacturing jobs, I should say. That's minus 1.3%. We've gained 121,000 of non-manufacturing. So it's been this bifurcated, divided economy, non-manufacturing, manufacturing, agriculture, and non-agriculture. Almost one-third indicated that buying from abroad is either very important or even essential. So this saber-rattling regarding trade is really concerning me, and it concerns all economists, because economists, we're on the side of free and fair trade, hearing too much talk about tariffs and restricting trade. So that's not good, at least in my judgment. Now, what should you watch for in the next month? And this is an economy that, as I said, we ended 2016 on a high note. I think we're going to begin 2017 on a high note. Wage growth comes out this Friday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Keep an eye on that number. Anything above 3.5. Now, we want to see wage growth. It's just that anything above 3 to 3.5 to even move into 4% annualized, of course, that means more rate increases, and interest rates have been growing. Another factor to keep an eye on, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index for December, that comes out on January the 18th, also from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Keep an eye on that headline number. That's the one all in. It puts everything in there. It's been moving up to 1.7, up to 2. It keeps moving upward. More rate increases. Keep an eye on it every month now. Oil prices sound strange, $53 to $54 a barrel. If that should hit up to 60, which I don't expect, I think it'll get a little higher up, maybe approach 60. That's in an okay range. But above 60, if it begins spiking, that's an issue. And that's something you need to keep an eye on. What are the risks? Okay, I've talked about what to watch for. What are the risks? As a headline inflation, that's the all-in number, above 2%. If it stays there, you're going to see the Fed raising rates a little more briskly than they intended. They say 3. It could be more than 3 rate hikes for the 2017. Biggest issue for me, by far, trade restrictions and tariffs. Hear a lot of countries, this uber nationalism, this protectionist talk, like we want to export, we just don't want to import. It doesn't work that way, folks. You want to export, you can't restrict imports in if you don't want those countries to restrict your exports to them. So that little crazy talk, and that's among Republicans and Democrats, to be fair. It's not one party or the other. It seems to be that politics is overruling economics, at least I say in terms of good sense. Keep an eye on a strong dollar. That strong dollar does make it more difficult to sell abroad. That's an issue, also a risk factor if it should spike up there. It's now the strongest it's been in a decade. So that's really an issue, and it does make it more difficult to sell abroad. Now, what's the outlook for the next 6 months? As I said, we ended on 2016 on a good note. Looking ahead, 2017, I think we could add for the nine states as many as 80,000 jobs. Now, that sounds like a lot, but it's down from what we've seen before. That's about 1.2% growth, and that's a little better than that in terms of growth. That's a pretty good number, 80,000. But what's going to really be the issue is finding and hiring qualified workers. That's a real issue, qualified and skilled workers. That's the chief issue for most of the nine states, particularly in some of the less metropolitan areas, the more rural areas, the smaller trade centers. Well, that was it. That's it, folks. That's our survey results for the month of December. As I said, they were pretty darn good, best numbers we've seen in some time, and things are looking better now. The problem with that is when things look better, the Federal Reserve's out there to raise interest rates. In other words, taking the punch bowl from the party. But other than that, things are looking much better than what we've seen in some time.